Yen Audio presents Rascal Does Not Dream of a Lost Singer. Written by Hajime Komoshida. Translated by Andrew Cunningham. Illustrations by Keiji Mizuguchi. Read by Andrew Grace. Chapter 1. Adolescence Doesn't End. 1. Sakata Azusagawa wondered how much oolong tea it would take to justify the 1,200 yen it had cost him for the two-hour all-you-can-drink deal. As he finished his third glass, he flagged a passing waitress and ordered another. The rest of the table started piling on, ordering beers, highballs, lemon sours, and oolong highs.
"I'll be right back," she said with a smile.
She vanished into the kitchen. While they waited, Sakata filled his mouth with the leftover ice. Before it melted, the waitress came back with a tray laden with glasses and mugs.
"Your oolong tea,"
she said, placing the glass in front of him. It had a straw sticking out of it, so he took a sip. It had the faint bitterness of oolong tea, no different from what they sold at the local grocery store. A 2-liter would cost him 200 yen. The price of entry here would get him 12 whole liters. Trying to drink that much in 2 hours was just torture. He'd live longer if he abandoned all hope of making it worth his while. As these thoughts ran through his mind, a girl asked,
"Mind if I sit here?"
He looked up to find her standing across the low table from him. She wore a long dress tied at the waist with a ribbon-like belt. On her shoulders was a military jacket with the sleeves rolled up. Her hair was lightened just a tad, and half of it was pulled back in a loose knot, casual, without looking clueless. Her body was thin to the point of frail. She was smiling, but didn't look all that confident. But maybe the teardrop mole just gave that impression.
"I'd rather you didn't," Sakata admitted.
The teardrop girl held his gaze, blinking slowly, like it had never occurred to her he might say no.
"Why is that?"
she asked after a full 3 seconds. She sat down across from him, brushing her skirt to keep it from wrinkling. Clearly, his attempted rebuff had been ineffective. The girl put a half-finished drink down on the table. The ice was melting, and the sides were damp. She pulled over an appetizer plate, clearly settling in.
"I can feel the glares boring into my back already."
He didn't even need to turn around. She'd come from another table, leaving behind a short-haired female friend and 3 men. When he'd ordered his tea, he'd spotted them with their phones out, pulling up contact info.
"They started sharing IDs, so I bailed."
His table was apparently a refuge.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?